Amen. All right. Got your Bibles tonight. Let's run to Joshua. We're coming to the closing stages of Joshua. We kicked it off in January, and now we're here in November, and we're coming down. We've got we got two more chapters to cover. We're covering a part of chapter 23 tonight, and I want you to go to Joshua 23. Let's all stand. And I'm excited about what God has for tonight. This is, I believe, very applicable to all of our lives, each and every person that's here, those who are watching, those who will be listening later. This applies to all of us. And I believe that the Bible teaches us the things that happened to Israel happened for our example, amen, to show us and to teach us. We can learn from things that have happened to them. So look at Joshua chapter number 23. We'll read verses 1 and verse number 2. The Bible says this, and it came to pass, that's always great, and it came to pass a long time after that the Lord had given rest unto Israel from all their enemies round about. Hallelujah. But Joshua waxed old and stricken in age, and Joshua called for all Israel and for the elders and for their heads and for their judges and for their officers, and said unto them, I am old and stricken in age. I want to talk tonight on this little thought, encouragement, or the encouragement to continue. The encouragement to continue. Let's pray. Father, help. We need your help tonight. We need your presence tonight. We ask God that as we read the Word of God, as the Word of God is preached tonight, we ask God that you would, encourage us as well to continue. Oftentimes we feel like quitting, we feel like stopping, but God encourages us tonight to continue as you encourage the children of Israel to continue as Joshua was about to be moved off the scene. And I pray and ask God that we'd also stay faithful to the Word of God, stay faithful, Father, to you, follow you, God, be blessed by you, but also help others along life's journey. For that, God will thank you. I pray, God, there's any person here, whether old or young, male or female, that might be having a hurting heart tonight, I pray, God, you'd come by and not just put some salve on it, but I pray, God, that you'd heal that hurting heart. I pray, God, you restore that hurting heart. I pray, God, you'd mend that hurting heart. And with that, Father, we're going to shout hallelujah. Help somebody, because somebody needs your help. For that, God will praise you. Help me to preach your word to your people tonight. And with that, Father, I'm going to shout myself hallelujah. We love you, Father. If there's anything else, take care of that too. For your son's my name we do pray. Jesus, amen. Amen. May be seated. The encouragement to continue. The last thing that you and I need is an encouragement not to continue. Amen. We've got enough of that. Amen. Life itself will cause you not to want to continue. A lot of times you'll be striving and you'll be giving all that you've got, putting all your might and all your energy into something, and then it seems like nothing's happening. And then if you and I are not careful, we'll decide, you know what? I'm just going to quit. But hallelujah, here we have a man by the name of Joshua who has been leading the children of Israel to victory in the land of Canaan. They have fought many battles. They have fought many nations. They've had all kinds of adversity. And hey, he was just as faithful as Moses was. When Moses was about to leave, he said, Joshua, I need you to take charge. Be of good courage. He said, don't be afraid. Don't be frightened. Keep on going. And now guess what? Joshua is doing the same thing the children of Israel. He's about to step off the scene. He's moving into age. Who the Bible said, verse 1. And it came to pass a long time. That means some abundant time had taken place after that they had secured the land over there in Canaan. The Bible says that, and it came to pass after a long time, after the Lord had given rest unto Israel from all their enemies round about, that Joshua waxed old and stricken in age. That word waxed old means to become old, to be old. He was stricken in age. He had come to age. He's coming now, my friends, to the last days of his life. But hallelujah, the last days of his life had not been filled with war. The Bible says they've been having rest. There are times when God will give you some rest, you know. I know sometimes when you're in the midst of the battle, it seems like you ain't never had no rest. I mean, like you've been fighting since we got here, you know. But if you start to really think about it, there are times when God has given you rest. God has given you peace. God has given you an abundance. But oftentimes, because of the things we're in the midst of right now, the problems, we forget about those times. We forget about how God has blessed us here and how God has blessed us there. The Bible says right here, they have had a time of rest. But now Joshua's old. He's coming now to the last days of his life. And look what Joshua says in verse 2. We see now the remembrance of victories. The Bible says, and Joshua called for all Israel and for the elders and for their heads and for their judges and for their officers and said to them, I am old and stricken in age. But before I talk to you, I want to get everybody together. To me, it's almost like the patriarch of a family. They're coming to the last hours, the last days, and they get the whole family together. They're about to slip off into eternity, but they have a few words that they want to say. Let me tell you what, a man's last words of his life are important words. And that's what Joshua's about to do. Give them some important words, some words of encouragement, not words of cussing. I mean, I heard folks cussing on their deathbed. You know, I've heard folks reject Christ on their deathbed. But my goodness, if we leave this earth, my goodness, leave some good word to somebody, amen? And that's what Joshua is about to do. Now watch what the Bible says. The Bible says in verse 3, he says this, and ye have seen, you have been able to see this about what I'm about to tell you, all that the Lord your God have done unto all these nations because of who? Because of you. He says, for the Lord your God is he that have fought for you. That word fought means to battle. It also means that not just battle, but hallelujah, to overcome. Because there's some battles you and I've had, we didn't overcome. Amen. But these battles here were battles that they won. He says, you know what? I'm about to leave, but I want you to remember something. I want you to remember all my past victories that you've seen. All those victories and battles that we have fought and won. I want you to remember this because it's very important. Why is that? Because you're going to face some other battles. So we need to remember the battles that God has caused us to be victorious in. Because that's what's going to help us when we face the next battles. If you've ever had some financial pressures or whatever the case might be, and you've seen what God brought you through, and you thought you weren't going to make it through, you think back to that time. Remember that time, how God delivered. Remember how God brought victory. If you've had a wayward child or some relative that was off acting wild, and you began to pray and cry to God, or you asked somebody else, y'all pray for my children, pray for my family, and you saw God bring victory, happy victory, happy victory. Hey, my difference. You need to remember that when you're having some tough times. Remember that when you're having some hard times. That same God that was back then is the same God that's here right now. Woo! Hallelujah. We got to remember those victories. Sometimes they become fogs in the back of our mind. They become so far distant that we've forgotten. Sometimes we've forgotten about when we got saved. And how before many of us got saved, we didn't even want to get saved. Saved from what, we say. What are you talking about? I'm fine. But then you realize one day that you were afraid of death. You realize you were afraid of dying. You had no idea where you were going to go when you die. And then you began to talk to some people and you would just use little words. You know, you're just like, you know, you ever thought about death? And you'd be like, yeah, I'm going to heaven when I die. You say, well, how do you know you're going to heaven? So a lot of times people start asking you questions like that. It's something on their mind. And you may remember that. And how that person began to show you. Or perhaps you were sitting in a church service and all of a sudden the Holy Ghost came by and sat right next to you on that pew and began to speak to your heart and say, you know what? You need to come forward and trust Jesus, your Savior. You came forward and you knelt at the altar. You asked Christ to come into your heart to forgive you your sins. And then, my dear friends, you follow him and believe his baptism. And you remember that day when you got ready to get baptized, how excited you were? Do you remember when you were standing on the side or where you got baptized at, when you were standing there waiting for your turn? Your heart, it wasn't like that, like this. Like, I hope you don't drop me. Hope anybody gave no money. You know, hold me down a little bit longer. I mean, you were nervous, you were scared, and then all of a sudden when you got in that water, you were still sitting there and say, you want to say something? You're like, let's get this over with, you know. But isn't it amazing how time begins to go by, how we forget all that? We forget about that excitement, and we forget about that joy, and that thrill. I mean, we forget all those things. And that's why Joshua says, you know what, guys? I want you to remember something. Remember, he says right here. He says, why? Because it was God that fought for you. It was God that brought you the victory. Folks, if you're not going to be encouraged to continue, we need to remember the past victories. But not only that, he also tells them to remember the future. Somebody says, all right, that's what I'm talking about, preacher. Preach! Look what he says. In verse 3, verse number 4, behold, I have divided unto you by lot these nations that remain. That word there means to be left over. There were some places that hadn't been conquered yet, it seems like here. To be an inheritance, for your tribes from Jordan with all the nations that I have cut off, even unto the great sea westward. And the Lord your God, he shall expel them from before you and drive them out of your sight, and ye shall possess their land as the Lord your God hath promised unto you. Man, that's a whole lot right there. Yeah. He says right here, hey, there's some land that's yet to be conquered. By the way, dear Christian, there's some areas of your life that's yet to be conquered. There's some different things that's yet to be conquered in your life. And watch what he says, my friends. He says in this verse, he says, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. The Lord your God is personal. He shall expel them. That word expel means to push down or to cast out. He's going to tell them, you got to go. And when God tells you, you got to go, you got to go. There's no debate on this matter. He says right here, but it's going to be God that pushes them down. It'll be God that casts them out. And he says right here, and he'll drive them from your sight, and ye shall possess the land as the Lord your God have what? Promised. Let me ask you, Christians, how many of you know the promises of God? Somebody's tabbing them up, and you going to school right now. What did they say?
A whole lot.
A whole lot. Do you remember, Andrew? Like, I think it's like 800 and some promises, something like that. We said you only five? Oh, wow, okay. Now think about that. That's a lot of promises. And some of them only know three. Like, eternal life? Oh, yeah. Okay. But he has promised us all kinds of things. But you know what? Ain't it sad that we're not going to even receive some things because we know that they promised to us? We'll walk around here defeated and, you know, and whatever the case might be. And God said, well, man, this verse right here talks about that. And this is provided. My marriage is falling apart. This verse is about that. And my kids are going crazy. It talks about that, too. You know, it says you spit a rod and you spoil the child. Oop. Let me say it again. Spit a rod, you do what? Spoil the child. What does that mean, preacher? Whip them. It didn't say abuse them. But it didn't say walk around and say, please stop, Johnny. Oh, please don't. Oh, please. I'm begging you. Don't do this. Johnny, sit your behind down there before you get whipped right now, okay? And what's amazing is this, my dear friend. It's amazing how we'll try to discipline them once we leave the house. But if you ain't been disciplining them at the house, it don't show out here. I mean, because if you've been telling them in the house, when you get out, you ain't got to say much. You say, hey. They're like, I mean, they know, you know. We was having choir practice a few moments ago, and little Stephen, that's the one, right? Yeah, Stephen was running around here, and then Jackie said, hey! He stopped. She said, check your feet. He was like, he's trying to check your feet. You know what that means. Stop running. Amen. Well, you know what, my dear friends? God has given us so many things in the Word of God, but we have to apply. God will teach you how to raise your children. You ain't got to go to Dr. Spock or any of them folks. Just read the Bible. Read the Bible. It tells you how to love your children. It says provoke them not to wrath. So don't go around there pushing on them. I'm going to push their butt and get them stirred up. Okay, you get them stirred up, you may not wake up in the morning. You wake up in the morning somewhere else. Then we went past all that. But nonetheless, he says, remember the future. these promises. But not only that, also remember the command. What command? Look, the Bible says in verse number 6. The Bible says, be ye therefore very courageous. He is commanding them, be courageous, be strong, be firm, be hardened. And he says, to keep and to do all that is written in the book of the law of Moses, and that you turn not aside, don't turn aside, therefore to the right hand or to the left. Don't turn. He's giving us a command. Remember these things. Don't just keep them, but also do them. A lot of folks can quote stuff, but they don't practice it. He said, keep it and do it. And don't turn to the right, don't turn to the left, but keep going straight, my friends. Because if not, you'll find yourself falling into a ditch. He says, you know what? Remember these commands. Watch what he goes on to say. He says, be courageous, of course. Let me focus on that for just a second. Which means to be strong. Be firm. Be courageous. I'm going to tell you, you need God's help. He's going to show you how you get your help in a few moments. But you know what? Sometimes we just give up. If you ever played any kind of sport, you know what they do? They push you to your limit. And you'll do more than what you think you can do. When I go to the gym and work out, I get a pretty decent workout. But it's totally different when I go with somebody. When I go with somebody, you let me know. I get up the next day, I'm like, man. You know why? I done pushed myself. And instead of just doing, 200 or whatever, I may say, well, they're doing 250, so I'm going to do 50. And they say, you can do it. Come on. Come on, you got it. You may say, I ain't got it. Yes, you. Come on. Okay. And man, it'd be burning and everything be on fire. But you know what? You get results. You go by yourself. You be like, that's good. Yeah. You get two of them. Anybody in the gym doing this, they ain't got nothing on there. Amen. I mean, you just walk like, yeah, I did something. I'm doing, you ain't done nothing. Amen. Listen. But when you start, what were you saying, preacher? You got to be strong. Many of y'all saw that movie, Facing the Giants. Remember how that guy had that guy on his back? And he had to go. He wanted to go to the 50-yard line. And he had him blindfolded. And he couldn't see. And he had that boy on his back, and he was going. He was crawling like this right here. He was crawling like this. And he was sweating. And he was, come on. Can you do this a little bit more? And he kept on. You know, he went the whole football field. And when he took off that blindfold, he couldn't believe he did that. Because somebody was there pushing him to keep going. Don't quit. And that's what God says to us. God says right here, my dear friends, he says, be courageous and keep and do. Don't turn to the right. Don't turn to the left. Stay focused. And then verse number 7, he says, why? That ye come not, here's the command, among these nations. These that remain among you. Don't go into them. Don't be hanging out with them. Neither make mention of the name of their gods, nor cause to swear by them, neither serve them, nor bow yourselves unto them. Don't do it. So we have a tendency when we hang out with certain people, we'll fall right in line with them. Some of us, don't raise your hand, but be honest. There are things that you and I have done in our life that we would not have done if it were not for the folks we was around. That pressure. We had the other day in our house. We got Chopper. And we got, that's our dog. And then we got Flower. And then somebody found a little dog called Pedro. And now Pedro is at our house. I won't name the person's name, Ron. But he's at our house. And then Christian came by with Biggie. That's the bulldog. And lately around our house, because of Pedro, the Chihuahua, he's hanging out with Isaiah. But see, Isaiah belongs to Flower, the cat. And she ain't been liking it. And she been looking at him. She'll step high and she'll watch him. He'll be walking around and she'll look at him like that. Her whole countenance is not the same. Well, this has been going on for several days. So Biggie comes over. And they let everybody outside to do their thing. And then Biggie, normally, he just stands at the door because normally, you know, we got all these male dogs and stuff. You know, we get male dogs, you know how that is. It's all kind of problem. So Biggie's over here. Pedro, he's hopping around. And then here comes Chopper, the Jack Russell. He coming, you know, he's coming in because this is his place. Everybody, y'all visiting. I mean, this is his place. He comes running in, and all of a sudden, Biggie decides, you know what? I don't like all this. And Biggie took off at Chopper. And then Chopper's like, what's up? What's up, dog? And all of a sudden, they get into it. And then Flower, the cat, she's been sitting there. She's like, well, let's go at it. She jumped on Pedro. She grabbed a hold of Pedro, the dog, and she was whooping up on him like this right here, kicking up on him like this. Man, it was chaotic, all kind of stuff. They screaming, stop, y'all, stop. And then all of a sudden, they got Flower off of Pedro, and Flower's over here. And then Chopper, they got him separated from Biggie. Chopper looks back, and he sees Flower, and they've been buzzing a long time. But he's like, hurry, he jumps on her. I mean, everybody, it was chaos. Everybody jumped on everybody. Then finally, everybody separated. That was yesterday. Today, I let Chopper outside. He come up the stairs. I'm being dead serious. Yes, Dwayne. He come up the stairs. And normally he come up, he'd be like, he come up the stairs. I said, come on, buddy. Then one leg was limping. Then he finally went outside. Now I talked to Kristen today. She said, Biggie Biggie been the same way. He didn't want to go up the stairs. He didn't look up the stairs. That's a long way up there. He been limping. What's happened? They've had battles. And they've had wars. But what happened? One dog influenced everybody else. And all of a sudden, there was chaos. And oftentimes, the same thing happens to us. You get hanging around certain people, and all of a sudden, they get ready to do something, and you don't really want to do it, but the next thing you know, they're in it, and it's like, you ain't got time to think. Next thing you know, there you go. Then after, like, man, what in the world? Why in the world? What was I thinking about? What was I thinking about? You sit down at the police station, and I go, man, what's wrong? But if you had done like Josh was telling them to do, and Josh was saying this right here, he says, hey, guys, in verse number 7, he says, come not among these nations, don't go into these nations that remain among you, neither make mention of the name of their gods, nor cause to swear by them, neither serve them, nor bow yourself unto them, but instead do this, cleave unto the Lord your God as you have done unto this day. I want you guys, that word cleave means to stick, to cling, to stay close, to stick with. Don't let go of God. Stay close to God. Stick with God. And you'll get the victories that God has promised you that you can have. That's all you've got to do. He goes on to say in verse number nine, he tells them to remember this power, the power to be able to do this. Verse 9 says this, for the Lord have driven out. The Lord did it. The Lord have driven out from before you great nations and strong. They were strong. They were powerful. But as for you, no man have been able to stand before you unto this day. Not one person. And he tells you why. He says in verse number 10, he says, one man of you shall chase 1,000. Woo! For what? For the Lord your God, he it is that fighteth for you as he hath promised you. God promised you I'll fight for you. But you got to do what I tell you to do. Follow my directions. Follow my commands. But sometimes we feel like, you know, I'm tired of this. I'm tired of having to read my Bible every day. I'm tired of having to pray. Sometimes I don't feel like praying. You know? And be honest. Sometimes you don't feel like praying. Sometimes you don't feel like reading your Bible. Sometimes you don't. I know it's going to shock a lot of us. You don't even feel like coming to church. Nobody say amen. I don't know. Who you talking about? Where them folks at? Listen, there have been times I've come to church, I've been here, and I've been up here, I'm like, you know what? We should just say amen and go home. I don't even feel like being here. I know it's shocking. I mean, it's not every week. But I'm just saying, that has happened. I mean, some of y'all be watching out for signs. But we all feel that way sometimes. But you know you need to go. It's like your medication. I take high blood pressure medicine. You know, and you check my blood pressure, I'm doing good. I'm doing fine. Max says, I don't feel like taking tomorrow. I'm tired of taking medicine. Okay. Then we'll be back down there at the hospital. Y'all be on Facebook and say, oh, Pastor, yeah, he's out in the hospital. What happened? He decided he won't take his medicine no more. He was tired of taking it. I'm tired of taking medicine. Well, nobody walks around saying, hey, I want to take medicine. I want to take medicine. You take it because you got to take it. So you'll be able to do things that you want to do. Just take your medicine. What are you saying, preacher? The same thing with God. He says, do these things, and you'll have one victory after another. He has promised us. He says, remember the power. Remember the victories. Remember the future. Remember the command. Remember the power. And then also this, lastly, remember the Lord. The Bible says in verse number 10, he says this, take good heed, therefore, guard, keep unto yourselves. That word yourself, that means your soul, your desire, your emotions, your passions, your inner being. He says, take good heed, therefore, unto yourselves, what? That you love the Lord your God. Have a strong affection for God. See, when you love God, I'm talking about loving him, not lip loving. I'm talking about loving, okay? We have a lot of lip loving going on. I mean, it's just lips. That's all. It's just vocal cords. But when you really love him, you'll sacrifice. You want to do what he wants you to do. You know, right now, Joelene, there's something going on with her wrist, and we've had some x-rays, and they're checking that out to see what's going on. So now, because of that, you know, we're washing dishes more, you know? I mean, you think I want to wash dishes? No. But I got to help her. She'll have some big pots that she didn't, you know, cook food in. And them big pots got to be cleaned out, you know. Hear me? Why am I cleaning them pots out? Because I love her. Man, I don't want her to be sitting there. She got, no, because sometimes, I don't have to see that. She's like a butler sometimes. Because she'll have her hand behind the back and she's trying not to use it. And she'll be walking around like this, you know, like a waiter or something. But nonetheless, though. So, but I mean, she got one, and she's left-handed. So that's her main hand, you know. So I'm trying to help, you know, because I love her. You know, I mean, that's why I'm trying to help. Yeah, like, you know, I have to help her, you know. I mean, Isaiah, he's even helping out around there. I mean, he's what are you doing? Making tea. Okay, making tea and stuff. Amen. We got to have something to drink around there. Amen. Glory. But nonetheless, because you love them. Those of you who work jobs that you hate. You hate the job. But then you look over and you see them kids going, they got to have something to eat and they got to have something to wear. Let me get up and go to work. It ain't because you're, oh, did I get to go to work today. Yes. You go because you love your family and you want to help take care of your family. I mean, that's why you go. It ain't because you just can't wait to get there, you know. If you're going to school, those who are in college going to school, I mean, you're taking them classes and them tests, and you got to be up all night studying for all that kind of stuff. You know, I mean, like, you taking all that, how many degrees you got now? You got thermometers now, but I mean, what do you got? What kind of stuff you got? Two master's degrees. And they didn't just give them out. I mean, I know you're in Chicago, but you didn't pay for them, and you had to work for that, you know. Yeah. But you know what? So she can have a better job, so she can take care of her children. Because she loves them. What's your whole point, preacher? If we really love God, we'll do things just out of love. Because we love him. We want to please him. And when you do that, my dear friends, you know what God's going to do. He's going to bless you that much more. When you are trusting him, you're having confidence in him. What's he saying, preacher? He said, listen, I want to encourage you to remember the victories, remember the future, remember the commands, remember the power, and remember the Lord. Remember. Because if you don't remember, there's going to be problems down the road. And that's what we're going to look at Tuesday. He's going to say, there's some things that could happen if you don't do these things. And as you'll see in Judges, some of the things they didn't do. And the consequences is surely not what they wanted. What are you saying, preacher? God encourages us to continue. Two questions. First question is this. Have you forgotten past victories? Have you forgotten past victories? Remember those past victories. Have you forgotten the past victories? Maybe you need to write them down. Start jotting those things down about those past victories. Secondly, do you remember, oh my, the promises? Do you remember the promises? So I don't know what they are. Go start research or find out what the Bible says about anger. He promises you how you can get over that anger that you're dealing with. He told you you get promises about how to be victorious over unforgiveness. All these are promises in the Bible. Find what the Bible says about these things. And then lastly, just simply a statement. Remember the power that you possess. What power is that, preacher? You've got the Holy Spirit of God living on the inside. As a matter of fact, look at Ephesians real quick. Ephesians chapter number 4. And look what it says here in Ephesians chapter number 4. This is going to help encourage somebody. Ephesians chapter number 4. Look what the Bible says here. Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians 4. The Bible says in verse number 20. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh where? In us. The power in us. Ephesians chapter 3, I'm sorry. Ephesians chapter 3 and verse number 20. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. If you are saved today, saved tonight by the power of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost of God lives on the inside. There's power on the inside. But we have to learn how to tap into that power. How you tap into that power? By trusting that power. Or how you trust that power. When that power says pick up your right foot and put it down right here, you trust him. Even though you may be afraid, trust him. And you'll watch God take you places that'll blow your mind. What are you saying, preacher? Encouragement to continue. Father, thank you for your many wonderful blessings. Now I pray and ask God that you help each of us to be encouraged, to continue to go forward. I pray, God, that your word has done it tonight to encourage us to not stop, to not quit. Keep on going and depend upon your strength. Depend upon your power. The flesh definitely is weak. Yes, there's many times we feel like just quitting. And there's times that many of us perhaps have quit for a few minutes or whatever the case might be. But hallelujah, we got back in there. But perhaps, God, there's somebody tonight that won't come talk to you, Father. And say, Lord, please, I need more of this encouragement to continue. Or perhaps somebody wants to come and say, you know what, Lord, I want you to help me like Joshua did. Help me be like Joshua and encourage someone else to continue who might be on the verge of quitting. I pray, God, that you'd help us. And then, God, if there's anything else we have need of tonight that I've not even mentioned, but God, you've been mentioning it, you've been speaking to it, to them about it in their hearts tonight. I pray, God, they come bring that to you. Maybe somebody wants to say thank you. I pray, God, they come. But, Lord, whatever the case might be, let's just come talk to you. For us in your son's name we pray, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's all stand.